The Haunted Mansion. It's October 30th in a Haunted Mansion hotel in Los Angeles, California. It was a dark and stormy night. We passed the halt at 3 a.m., but on October 30th, everything started changing. Jocelyn walked into a room and heard something like a whispering saying, "Do you want to play?" Then a scary clown popped out of nowhere and said, "Do you want to play?" She said it 4 times until Jocelyn's mom walked in.
"Are you okay? I'm hearing voices in your room, and it sounded like you were talking to someone else."
"I'm fine."
"Okay, honey, go to sleep. We have plans tomorrow."
And Jocelyn went to sleep. At 5 in the morning, she woke up to a banging sound on the floor above her.
"What's that banging?"
Jocelyn went and checked, but she didn't know what was going to happen to her. When she went and checked, she found a lot of dolls, clowns, and bloody costumes.
"What is this, Mom?"
Jocelyn's mom never came. Jocelyn was getting worried, but she went even closer to the dolls, clowns, and bloody costumes in the closet. Jocelyn knew it was a bad idea, but she still wanted to see them closer. She was talking to herself.
Where's that blood on them from?
Jocelyn's mom went to Jocelyn's room and looked around, but didn't find her.
"Jocelyn, where are you?"
Jocelyn didn't say anything. So Jocelyn's mom went to look for her in the hotel, but she never found her. Meanwhile, Jocelyn was still looking at the stuff in the closet. Right. She went to turn around and came, to life.
"Are you gonna hurt me? I didn't do anything to you."
"No, I didn't come to hurt you, but I want all you people in this hotel to leave. This is mine before you people. I was murdered here, and this hotel was left alone for many, many years. It opened back about a year ago."
"It's not my fault, and we can't leave. We have nowhere else to go. We only paid like $50 to stay here for, I think, 1 month. That's cheap. My dad died a few months ago, and we lost our house, car, and everything we had."
"Well, I don't care."
"Okay, well, I'm not leaving, but I have a few questions. One, is there any more spirits or whatever you're called in the hotel? Second, do you come to hurt anyone? Third, what are the clown costumes for and why are they covered in blood?"
Okay. "I'll try to tell you. Let me talk first. There is a few more of spirits. Well, I don't know who they are, but I know they are not nice. Second, I want to hurt the owner for letting you guys in. Third, I want to scare all the people that are staying here for invading my space."
"Okay, so you're not mad."
"I'm not, unless you get on my bad side."
After Jocelyn left the doll, the doll went back just being a doll.
Honey, are you here?"
"Yes, what do you mean?"
"We have to go."
"Where?"
"Disneyland."
"Okay."
So Jocelyn and her mom went to Disneyland. But little did Jocelyn know what was going to happen. When Jocelyn went back home, she heard something banging come from the ceiling. Jocelyn thought it was the creepy doll. But when she went to see, she saw a clown. The clown was really tall and had his head tattooed with it saying, "Do you want to play?"
"Who are you?"
"Hi, I am, well, I don't know. I've never had a name. Anyways, do you want to play?"
"No, go away. What are you doing here?"
"I came to get revenge."
"Mom, he's going to kill me. Help."
She can't hear or see me. Only kids, unless I get enough power or strength so they can hear me. I use kids' fear to grow my power.
Well, I'm not afraid of you. I've met one of the dolls who told me about something here.
You will be afraid of me.
I'm leaving.
Jocelyn went to the vending machine, trying to get everything she just witnessed. She said to herself,
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
The doll started to talk to her again. She said,
tonight at 11 p.m., the clown is going to get revenge. It's okay. I have plans to go ignore it, and it can try and hurt me, but I am not afraid of it.
Okay, don't say I didn't try to warn you.
Okay, thanks anyway.
Jocelyn.
How do you know my name? I never told you.
Do you think clowns have ears? Of course I do. I might be dead, but I can still hear. I'm everywhere. Now it's time everyone that is here is going to pay. Jocelyn ran in the hallway and screamed.
Everyone get out. You will be killed if you don't leave.
Someone in the building said, don't be afraid. I know there's fears here, but you can't be hurt if you're not afraid to grow in fear. The lights went off and they turned back on. Jocelyn looked and everyone was dead. At this moment, she wished she was dead.